WNCW Public Radio presents this week's More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. This week, joining us from the Spartanburg Herald-Journal is reporter Alyssa Mulliger. Alyssa, good morning.
Good morning.
Our subject matter is about several stories that Alyssa has written recently about Spartanburg's major downtown redevelopment. So let's begin by letting you explain about a longtime bank, United Community Bank, and its plans involving something called the Commons at Pine.
United Community Bank has been a downtown Spartanburg staple for 35 years. They currently have their office along Magnolia Street, but the end of last month, they announced plans to be involved with a fairly significant project at the corner of East Main and Pine Street, a corner of an intersection that hasn't really seen a whole lot of development in recent years. Spencer Hines Properties is behind the vision of this new development, the Commons at Pine, which would involve a multi-story mixed-use development. So one large building, but United Community Bank would be the anchor tenant. Also involved with the project is Centennial American Properties. They're out of Greenville, South Carolina, their first major project in Spartanburg. And as I mentioned, the corner where this proposed project is looking to go, its share of tenants over the years had a couple dry cleaning businesses, office users, an old gas station. And some of those properties and buildings still sit there, are vacant, a bit overgrown. There are still a few small tenants there. There's a bar and grill. What would happen with those tenants ultimately is Spencer Hines is helping them either to relocate to other areas or become part of this new development if they choose to do so.
Maybe some of those businesses you mentioned that have already existed in the area do become a part of the Commons at Pine. Regardless, outside of the bank, you're talking about, from what you wrote, a 19,000 square foot building. So who else might be a part of it?
So it is a fairly large building. The intent is to have United Community Bank as the corner tenant, and then there will be two wings of the building at that intersection, and those wings will be outfitted for retail or office users, maybe a restaurant tenant. No word quite yet on who those tenants might be. They're kind of still in development and speaking with some interested parties is the last I've heard.
Alyssa, let's now move on and talk about the Montgomery Building. And my understanding is the Montgomery Building, compared to what you were just talking about with the Commons, is going to be a location where a lot of people would be able to call it home.
Yes, the Montgomery Building on Church Street in downtown Spartanburg. It's a 93-year-old building. Over the years, some developers have attempted to put forth some ideas, visions. Nothing had really panned out, but the city remained very hopeful that the right developer would come along. In May of last year, BF Spartanburg, they are out of Greenville, South Carolina. They had redevelopment plans that really started to take off. They met with the city's design review board to share their vision for redeveloping this historic building. Skip ahead to today, that redevelopment is well underway. BF Spartanburg is doing a historic renovation of this building. It has to be up to historic standards. They have taken thousands of precast concrete panels off of the exterior of the building. Very tedious work. And then we'll be replicating them to historic standards again. And that's just the outside. Inside, they are outfitting the majority of the stories as apartments. They're going to be upscale apartments. Some of the lower floors will be opened up for retail or office tenants. They are hoping one corner spot specifically might attract a restaurant user as well. So another significant, what we call mixed-use development, not only bringing places for people to live, but also to go and shop or eat,
Our guest on WNCW's More to the Story is Alyssa Mulliger as we talk about the Spartanburg Herald Journal and their recent stories on major downtown redevelopment. Alyssa, we were talking already about this mixed-use project. This one, its name kind of tells the story, but what's going on with AC Hotel? That one goes back a couple of years in the news now. What's the latest?
The AC Hotel, as you mentioned, going back a couple of years, ground was broken November 2015. It's a 114-room hotel, actually right across the way from the Herald Journal offices downtown. Another significant project, $20 million project involving OTO development, a big name in the hospitality industry, along with a prominent family, the Johnson family in Spartanburg. Rick Irwin, he's a very prominent restaurateur in Greenville, South Carolina, many successful ventures. He announced that on the top floor, the 10th floor of this AC hotel, he will be bringing his second Spartanburg restaurant called Level 10. We're told that the atmosphere will be pretty snazzy. It's going to match the hotel in, I guess, in terms of the detail, the luxury as well. A nice compliment to guests as well as visitors.
New and fresh, the renovations, the newcomers, leads me to one of the last things we'll bring up. That's about the leaders with the city of Spartanburg, maybe the chamber. Do they believe that all of these plans make downtown more attractive?
I would say they all believe these projects are certainly a welcoming attribute in Spartanburg. Some of them have been a long time coming, I think some leaders would say. And all of them are improving these key gateways into downtown Spartanburg. And I think the hope is that not only will they inspire other developments or redevelopments of existing properties, but it'll kind of grow downtown's footprint. A few of them are on the edges of what we would consider downtown, and it's kind of pushing it outward into the city to kind of connect to other key areas, dominoes for development, other developers coming in, see these projects taking place.
Well, I like how you put that, being a key gateway into Spartanburg, so many of the new projects that we talked about this morning. All about major downtown redevelopment as it continues in Spartanburg. We want to thank our guest this morning updating us from the Spartanburg Herald Journal, and that is reporter Alyssa Mulliger.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
More to the Story is also available as a podcast on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.